Governor Jerry Brown told Californians that he was done asking nicely. Water conservation in the state is now mandatory.
We're in an historic drought, and that demands unprecedented action. It's for that reason that I'm issuing an executive order mandating substantial water reduction across our state. As Californians, we have to pull together and save water in every way we can.
But water conservation alone, at least what's required by the governor's plan, won't fix the problem. Across California, communities are now looking at all options to avoid running out of water, including making more. It's prompting some to look to the past. This may be the most severe drought in recorded history in California, but it's not the longest. The last big drought here started in the late 80s and lasted 7 years. Sheila Lodge was the mayor of Santa Barbara back then.
Let's see if I remember anything.
Sure.
You mind if I call you Sheila?
No, not at all.
So take us back to the last big drought here.
Well, it started in the later part of the 80s, and you don't know with a drought if you're in one until a few years have gone by, and this is really serious.
The city council in Santa Barbara took action. Banned watering lawns, hired water police to enforce restrictions.
But in the meanwhile, we had to do something to find other water supplies.
They considered a bunch of options. Trucking water down from Canada was way too expensive. One proposal actually envisioned dragging an iceberg all the way down the coast from Alaska.
Somehow nobody was ever able to tell us how they would get the melting water from the iceberg into the water system.
In the end, they decided to build a desalination facility to turn seawater into drinking water. But Mother Nature can have a cruel sense of irony. Just as the $35 million desalination plant was nearing completion, there was the miracle March of 1991.
We had over 30 inches of rain in 1 month, and 30 inches is twice as much as we get in a whole year normally. Mm-hmm. We were on our way to being safe.
By the time the desal plant was ready to come online in 1992, the drought was over. They ran the facility for 6 weeks just to make sure that it worked. Then they shut it down. The city mostly forgot about it. Until now. Santa Barbara is reopening the desalination plant.
We're currently at the Charles E. Meyer Desalination Facility.
This is the man in charge of getting it back online. Water Resources Manager Joshua Hagmark.
So right behind you here is about as sophisticated as it gets for this old facility.
Walking around this facility feels like stepping back in time. Big computers with tiny memories, floppy disk drives.
So what we got here, we'll start with the aerial right here, kind of just walk you through it.
Joshua takes us through bird's eye view photos and a giant flow chart on the wall. There are lights embedded in it, but they stay dark.
Here's Stearns Wharf, and the intake is just off of Stearns Wharf. It's about a half mile off the beach.
Once it gets to the plant, the water flows through gravel and sand filters, and finally, when all the debris is gone, into the heart of the plant, the salt removers.
And these are the reverse osmosis membranes. These are only here to take out the salt. That's really what they do. So by the time the water gets here, it should have nothing but salt in it.
And that's it. 2 gallons of ocean water goes in, 1 gallon of drinking water comes out. The leftover gallon is super salty brine. This doubly salty water gets mixed with the city's wastewater, piped back out to sea, and spread around about 30 miles offshore. That briny waste is one of many concerns raised by environmentalists and other critics of desalination plants, like this one and others that are being planned and built all along the California coast. Marco Gonzalez is the executive director of the Coastal Environmental Rights Foundation.
The biggest concern about desalination is that it is expensive, it's energy intensive, and it has a lot of side effects, a lot of unintended consequences to marine life, both from the intake and the discharge.
Right now, the sources of electricity available are not environmentally friendly.
And really, it's going to require us to find alternative energy sources to power these plants. So as we put more renewables online, it'll become more environmentally friendly and more cost-effective.
Cost-effectiveness is important because desalination is expensive. To get the Santa Barbara plant back online, the average resident is going to have to pay $20 more each month for water starting this July, even though the plant won't come online until 2016. Gonzalez says before pouring money into desalination plants that potentially hurt the environment, we need to buckle down on water conservation.
The first thing I say to someone who says that we need to do desal now is turn off your sprinklers. We don't even know how much we need because we waste so much. We live in a total artificial world of water use and water supply.
Others insist conserving water simply will not be enough. The drought is too severe, and we've been using too much water for too long. Jay Femmeletti is the senior water scientist at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
I don't think we can really conserve our way out of this problem. This problem being a combination of drought and of incredibly high water demand by a growing population and climate change.
But Femmeletti cautions desalination won't be enough on its own. Almost everyone agrees for a drought this severe, you need an all-of-the-above approach.
Desal is part of it, and sewage recycling is part of it. More efficient irrigation, better water pricing, better crop choices. There's all sorts of things that we need to include in our portfolio to bridge that gap between supply and demand.
Even after factoring in the water the desalination plant is expected to produce, and recycled water, and what's called extraordinary conservation, the city of Santa Barbara is projecting a significant water shortfall in 2017. Joshua Hagmark says they hope to be able to buy water to make up the shortfall, but with a lot of other thirsty buyers in the region, finding an affordable source could be a problem.